WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is the rundown. Chicago Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates has issued a blistering critique of CEO Pedro Martinez. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, a CTU ally, has asked Martinez to step down. Martinez has refused to resign. Davis Gates argued yesterday that past CEOs have done things that have hurt kids at the behest of mayors, such as closing schools.
CEOs have carried those things out willingly, dehumanizing things. But you get this black man with black children who attend the Chicago public schools who says out loud, we're going to resource neighborhood schools. And you got clown show CEO who says no to that.
Martinez has been pushing back on the mayor's demand that CPS take a loan to avoid budget cuts. Two former CPS CEOs, a powerful business group, and about 20 Chicago City Council members have come out to support Martinez. Two Springfield insiders are emerging as financial winners from a controversial state program. Vendor Assistance Program has pocketed nearly $396 million over more than a decade. That's through a taxpayer-subsidized push to pay off late state bills. Now, a new lawsuit says two longtime Springfield insiders also profited. Former Democratic State Senator James DeLeo and Republican lobbyist Nancy Kimmy. The lawsuit against VAP alleges DeLeo and Kimmy each received 1% of the profits, amounting to hundreds of thousands of dollars to both. The case brought by Chicago lawyer Michael Ford alleges VAP did not disclose its payments to DeLeo and Kimmy as required. But VAP says it did not have to do that, and the two no longer work for the company. A pair of lawsuits being filed today claim that students in Northwestern University's prison education program were unjustly dropped from their courses. The lawsuits allege the two incarcerated students were only trying to ensure their professors were respected by other people in prison. But the complaints say the Illinois Department of Corrections charged the students with gang activity and stopped them from earning their degrees. Ellen Mills with the Uptown People's Law Center is representing the students.
This, to me, is just part of a larger pattern of harassment by internal affairs of the students who were involved in this program.
The lawsuits allege racial discrimination. The students who were disciplined are black. The Illinois Department of Corrections did not respond to a request for comment. Starting this week, residents on Chicago's South Side now have access to a new mental health clinic, regardless of health insurance. The new clinic is on the sixth floor of Insight Hospital, the former Mercy Hospital. It will provide services like counseling and therapy, intensive care coordination, and medication monitoring. Nestor Flores with the nonprofit Ada S. McKinley Community Services spoke to WBEZ's Reset.
The South Side has traditionally been underserved. I mean, there's more providers in the North Side for whatever reason. And Ada's McKinley just, you know, we did a pulse check a few years back and we realized, okay, we need to scale up. And we've been doing that.
He said they're already at 50% capacity after their soft opening. According to data from the Chicago Department of Public Health, more than half of Black and Latino Chicagoans struggle with serious psychological distress and are not receiving any care. Other things you should know today. A new state of Illinois program is spending $75 million to help people who are facing eviction stay in their homes. The court-based rental assistance program offers up to $15,000 to help pay back rent, court costs, and future rent for people who have cases currently pending in eviction court. Renters have to make 80% of the area's median household income or less to be eligible, and they have to file a joint application with their landlord. Planned Parenthood of Illinois' political action arm is launching a campaign ahead of the 2024 presidential election. They plan on going door-to-door in communities across the state. The group is hoping to raise awareness of Project 2025, a policy blueprint from a conservative think tank that calls for limiting access to abortion. Planned Parenthood Illinois Action says Illinois is seen as a haven for abortion access, but they need to remain, quote, vigilant and non-complacent. Today's weather, there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine, and the high should reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting similar weather. That's it for now. Later today, Chicago performs as the MCA's annual Performance Art Festival. Ahead of its return this weekend, my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talked with the artists behind an outdoor performance called Broken Aquarium.
One of the things I say in the introduction, which is a line borrowed from the great novelist Richard Powers, how do the stories we tell become part of the problem? So when we think about ecological disasters, what's perplexing about them is that we can't think about them. Our stories don't allow it. Our stories aren't big enough to encompass what's happening to the earth.
Hear that full conversation this afternoon. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.